Hi everyone, GWA Backstage. How are you people? This is my erotica mind and I'm here. I was looking for an old questionnaire, really old, and I don't know if this one is the oldest, okay, but it was submitted 3 years ago by Spectral Skies. He's here, still here, good. And well, it's Spectral Skies and Amelia's nerdy shit is the best shit questionnaire. I just love this one, so I'm gonna try, you know, to answer. And that's it. All right, so first question: as a kid, who was your animated crush? Look, I already ruined the Power Rangers for a bunch of people, so this would be embarrassing either, but I never came off okay for this one, so don't worry. My first animated crush, I mean the only one, was Michelangelo. Yes, he's a teenage mutant ninja turtle. Yeah, with the orange, you know, stuff. Yeah, Michelangelo. Animated, I mean, because all the rest were real actors, so that's it. Second, the TARDIS appears on your doorstep and your favorite doctor appears and tells you that he needs you as a companion. Oh my god, what a dream. But we'll take you to one place for of your choice before you go. Which doctor it is and where does he take you? So, 3 years ago, we only had he, right? But now we have a she. Yay! So, my favorite doctor is a she, the girl. Yes! Just because she, you know, is a she. Yes, 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 yes. Before her, my favorite was the 11th, played by Matt Smith. And he's so cute, you know, about Isaac. But from now, I choose the girl. Yeah, the 13th. And I would choose, I would ask her to take me to a beautiful planet to know. I mean, every planet that was really, really beautiful, I would love to know. I don't know which one, but I know a beautiful planet. So, if you could take, if you could be a sidekick or love interest to any superhero, who would that be? Well, boys and girls, it might surprise you, but I would love to be the love interest of Green Hornet. Yes, I found him sexy and funny, and for me, funny guys are the sexiest, so yeah, I love it. So the Green Hornet. But I could be, you know, sidekick, but well, Kato is really good, so I prefer to be his love interest. Yeah. 4. You find yourself trapped in a D&D escape world and are forced into prostitution to pay off a debt. What's your hooker name? Oh, I am bad with names, okay, but I don't know. I would pick Lady Lake. I don't know why, I just think that sounds good. Lady Lake. Yeah, Lady Lake. You've been captured by your favorite villain / antagonist. They offer you a choice. Death, or you perform a sexual act on them. Assuming you don't pick death, what sexual act do you perform and which villain / antagonist? So you're saying damn. So do I have to, pick one villain and one antagonist? So be it. The villain would be Darth Vader. Whoa. And the antagonist would be Jared by Labyrinth, played by David Bowie. Yes. And what act? Honey, I would fuck them all night. I mean, really, really would fuck them all the fucking night. Yes, that's it. A threesome. Woo! Great. All right, let's move on. If you were to roleplay or cosplay a character in bed, who would it be? I don't know how to say this in English. But for me here in Brazil, she's called Xena. Maybe Xena for you. I don't remember. The princess, war princess. Yes, she's amazing, and I would love to roleplay slash cosplay her. Oh my god, this would be awesome. Okay, in a bizarre, inexplicable turn of events, you find yourself in the body of an Elcor. Oh fuck. From the Mass Effect universe. As such, you must express all emotion through words rather than facial expression or tone. Describe your emotion during intense sex. Oh my god! Okay, it would be like. I can't believe it. Alright, just breathe. It'd be like. Yes, baby, don't stop. Don't stop. Yes, oh my God. Yes, harder, harder, harder. Yes, like that. Yes, oh my. Yes, I'm gonna come. Something like that, okay? Yes, I just can't, come up with words here because it's so funny, to try to keep the tone. So it would be like. Actually, I moan a lot when I make sex. I have sex, it's so, I don't talk that much. I moan a lot, so it would be like, it would be awful. How can you imagine this shit? I'm just wondering. Okay, what's your greatest mid-sex fantasy? Death. Example. Death by Snoo Snoo from Futurama. My god, guys, why do you think about Snoo Snoo? I mean, a guy just can't take, three strides, so how can you think that you could Snoo Snoo? You would be dead in the second one. Okay, okay. probably I would fuck Rogue. From X-Men, because she would, suck on drain my own energy, but I would still, fucking her because she's so gorgeous. So that's it. Yeah, fuck Rock. Okay, you are Malcolm or Mary Reynolds of the Serenity. Who is your ideal Inara? Inara, I don't know. Sexy love interest. Your wash comical pilot and your Zo badass first mate. Look, I don't know what you're talking about because I made a little research here, but I didn't get it. So I'm going by your explanations, sex, love, interest, comical pilot, and badass first mate. So, my sexy love interest would be I would choose David Bowie. Yeah, I mean, it's just a questionnaire, so I would love it. My comical pilot would be my friend here in Brazil. He, she's amazing, and I laugh with her a lot. So, and my badass first mate would be my really good friend July. She's amazing. So, yeah, she's so badass. I love her. So that's it. If you had to listen to one audiobook while masturbating or having sex, which one and read by whom? Okay, I would pick The Crimes of Love. Yeah, Market Sad. I mean, my relationship with him is really weird. I am not a masochist, but things are, I have history, so. And read by whom? I have three people here on GWA that could, read, and I could really feel something. The three are two guys and a girl. So, the girl is submissive. She's so lovely and her voice is so sexy. The two guys would be my friend, dearest friend that I love and I respect, my sweetest friend, your heavy metal lover. You know that you have the greatest voice, to read a book, an audiobook for me. And of course, Mr. Moondance with me, because guys, I mean, I am still impressed about the tongue twister. I was aroused by a tongue twister. It was really amazing. So those three would be fine for me. I would really have a good time. What alignment would your ideal friend of benefit be? Chaotic hero, true natural, lawful goods, etc. I think that lawful good of this one, this, yeah, I mean, yeah, lawful good. What sci-fi fantasy race would your ideal one night stand be? I think sci-fi. I think that would be. I don't know if it's count, if counts, but I think so. So it would be a crystal gem, yeah, from Steve Universe. I mean, it's sci-fi. I think so. I count. So it would be a crystal gem, yeah. You find yourself in a tavern, a half-orc covered head to toe in dark plate mail enters, crosses to the bar and asks the gnome there who is the biggest, baddest motherfucker in the places. The gnomes point to you and the half-orc or half-orc turns to your face and with a snarl. What do? Run from my life. I mean, I would point back to the gnome and say, honey, I have less than 5 feet. Can't you see that he's lying to you? I mean, look at me. Hey, he's lying. He's lying. He is hiding the biggest, baddest motherfucker here. And I bet he's hiding. So, no, I'm not. I am good. I am a good girl. So, that's it. Or I would run really fast. I mean, screaming. What can I do? I wouldn't do anything. Okay, so that's it. It's over. It was really interesting. I mean, I just love those narrative things. And I hope you enjoyed, okay, guys? And if you were, in a drinking game with my questioners, I hope you were fine. So that's it. Well, good night or good morning, everyone. Have a good day. Bye.